Chushe wie in Gelaa, Teir, Elomnai, Agmarch, Simetoi, Venagid, Geben, Shtiur. We're standing in the heiligstest month of the year, Seiris, Imai, Tshiva, days leading up to Shabbos Tshiva, and to Yom HaKudosh, God's Tug. David HaMelech says in Tillim, Yumim Yitzuri, Velo Yechad Behem, that Eibishte created the world. And in the Magal Hashuna, there are 365 days, but there is one day, Velo Yechad Behem, where the Eibishte Kaviyuchel is the only one that has the daya, and he doesn't listen to anyone. The Eibishte has the daya the whole year, but the Eibishte b'shaf in the Welt that the whole year he listens to Maluchim, he listens to the Samach Mem, that's Mekatrig. The only day that the Eibishte doesn't listen to the Samach Mem is Yom HaKudosh, and the Gematria of Hasutin is 364, because that's a day that a Yid has the ability to get close to the Eibishte. The Eibishte wants we should do tshiva, and the Eibishte tavegestel ki b'yoyim azeh yechaper, that the atzimoy, the day itself, Yom HaKudosh alone, the mere fact that a person lives through the 26 hours of Yom HaKudosh, there's a certain amount of kapura that a person has, and that's why it's called God's Tug. So we're going into this Heilige Tug, but with a bench that we have before that, a Shabbos called Shabbos Tshiva. And I want to quote the Meril. The Meril in Pesach says that the most hanua he has of a Shabbos, his cheshev to Shabbos and Shabbos Chalamoid, because they have before Shabbos and after Shabbos and Yontev, they're swaddled with Yomim Toivim, the first day's Yontev and the second day's Yontev. Rabbi Yosef, the Meril said, as Benegaya to Yontev, what should we say, Benegaya to a Heilige Shabbos, that on one side it has Rosh Hashanah, and on the other side it has Yom Kudosh, God's Tug. The Shabbos has such an unbelievable koyach, as the Rishonah says, the Rishon attached in Zugmar and Kiddush Shabbos Sefri, in Tushiv, Meshabbos, Reglechu, Asois, Chafetzecho, B'yoyim Kotshi. So he says as follows, Tzadikim had such a zisa play on words, Im Tushiv, Meshabbos, Reglechu. If you will refrain, Tushiv, on this Shabbos, Shabbos Tshiva, Reglechu, to do your regilis, to talk about Vochen de Kezachin, and not be Mechabed, Shabbos like any other day, but you're going to give Shabbos the proper kovod, and you're going to give Shabbos the proper respect, the matuna, we're going to cherish the matuna, toive that the Eibishter gave us. Then the Eibishter says, I will in return, asois chafutzechu, I will do whatever your tefillah is, whatever your desire is, b'yoyim kotshi, eman heilige tug. So it's daf megedenken that the Shabbos is not a push at the Shabbos, and the Shabbos is our shlissel to hatzluche from heiligen tug, from God's tug. I'd like to share mit Neulam a zgila that I think is a zgila, as always mashma from the heilige Shvurim, how we can be matzliach in tefillah in Yom Kudosh. The Tiferes Shloimeh brings the famous Gemura, it's Weismedach, the Gemura for Zeitens, Tanya, Maaseh b'Rabbi Yishmuel ben Elisha, Pamachas nachnasti. The Gemura tells us that Rabbi Yishmuel said that I once went in to be makta ketoiris, lefnayin, lefnim, and I saw Kasril, I saw the Boira Kalalumim. And the Eibishter tells him, Rabbi said, Eibishter is telling Abu Sevedom, Yishmuel b'chayni benchmach. And what did Yishmuel tell him? Now Yishmuel says, Bashefa, Yirutzen sheyich b'shirachmechu, he goes ahead and he gives these tefillahs and these bruches that seem like such simple things. Bashefa, have rachmunis on your kids. Bashefa, yich b'shirachmechu on your children. Bashefa, gib dan a kinder alle gitte zachen. Rabbi Yishmuel ben Elisha, al picheshben, we would have thought that he would have benched the Bashefa, Bashefa, that you should be able to be zoicha to go back home to your house, to the Besamigdish, and your kuvet should be nizgal on the world. No, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha says faket. He's talking about the most simple, mundane things that people need. And the Gemur Zuktins, v'nana loy beroyshe, the Eibishter nodded and agreeing and said maskim. So the Heilige Tiferes Shloimeh, we know al ti berches hediyot kala b'aynechu. The Heilige Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha gave the Boira Kol Olamim a brucha, and from here we see that even the Groisa Heilige Bashefa comes to Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha and gives him a brucha. The Eibishter appreciates the brucha. And the Eibishter goes ahead and nods his head in agreement. This is a gorgeous, gorgeous pshat von Heiligen Tveide Shloime. But let's take it noch ein step weiter, and this will maybe enlighten us with his gille, wie so in zal medavenen in the Heilige Teig. The Meshe Chochme in Pasha Shema says as follows. He says that he asks on the kasha, what's pshat v'nena loy b'roishoy? Why didn't the Eibishter say umayin? Why didn't the Eibishter say yashakoyich? What's this nena b'roishoy? So he says, when the Eibishter wants to be bestow on Klal Yisrael chsudim gedoylim, the way he explains it is, he illuminates his tefillin sharosh, because we know in the tefillin sharosh v'shtayt in the tefillin demur almond, the Eibishter's b'shef is tefillin v'shtayt, and when that illuminates, when that tefillin starts glowing, that sends down such ha'uris of kedusha of dein welt for Klal Yisrael, and through that the Eibishter is mapel a aima and yira on the goyim, as we know virui chalam uretz k'shem Hashem nikra elechum. So he explains why the Eibishter was nana b'roishoy. He says as soon as Yishmuel Kohen Gudel went ahead and was mespalel for the hatzlucha of a zweite yid, he was mespalel and he cried. He shed a tear. He said, "Bashefer, look at your kinderlich. Kigvifel tsuras they have. Kigvifel agmas nefesh klal yisrul hot. Kigvifel yeshias klal yisrul daf. Bashefer, give them a brucha." The Eibishter said, "Yeshmuel, I love that brucha. I love that brucha. Al tia birchas hedit kalibanecha. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to nod my head. I'm going to bow my head. And through bowing my head, that is going to illuminate, and my tefillin sharosh is going to become a glow. And through that, I'm going to bestow an abundance of chesudim of Klal Yisrael, and I'm going to be mapel and ayme yira on the goyim." Rabbi Isai, in Zdafim the Chazolach Yeshias, we don't have to be poited what the Yeshias are. Klal Yisrael needs such chesudim gedoylim, and at the same time we need that the Eibishter should throw an ayme yira on the imesuoylim. What better way is it? Mzeim the from Groyser Rabbi Shmuel, he paved the way for us, and we say the Surah Riga Malchus, and we say this bam daven, and what better way is than to daven for tzvayte yid? Let's think about our friends. Let's think about our neighbors. Let's think about our family members. Let's see and lama zayim what they need. And if we will think about them, this will be ma'ir rachma from Bashefa and Himmel, and the Eibishter will be nana b'roisha, and through this, the tefillin demura alma will become a glow, and the Eibishter in tzumvinshin, v'nana b'roisha, the Eibishter will give us a gemar chesim etoive, a gidge ben shtiur, the tefillin zal neskabel v'en l'rachma v'lerutzen. I'll end off with a lighter word, a masala, but the masala has an unbelievable lesson. Wussen es Wilma von Bashef in der Heilige Tug. A Chusid once comes to a Rebbe and he tells him, "Rebbe, I have this huge court case pending in 2 weeks. Rebbe, ich darf mal größe Yeshia." And the Rebbe looks at the Kvittel, and the Rebbe takes the Kvittel, and the Rebbe is reading the Kvittel, and he's ma'ayin and the Kvittel, and all of a sudden the Rebbe tells the Chusid, "You know what? The Eibish is healthy, you should be matzliach, and truth should prevail." And the Chusid says, "Rebbe, chas v'shulam, that's the last thing that I need. The truth should come out. Rebbe, I need to win the case." Ham tzedikin gezukt azoy in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we say in the tefillis lekeil oirich din. What is an oirich din? An oirich din is an attorney, an advocate. There are two people by a trial. There's a judge, and then you have the attorneys. What's the difference between the judge and the attorneys? The judge wants the truth. The judge has to get to the bottom of the story and has to know exactly what's going on to be able to rule. The attorney couldn't care less what the truth is. He wants one thing. He wants his client to win. If you're going to go with us with the truth, you should be an oirich din. The Eibishter zal helfen that our tefillin zal neskabel, and it should taka be lekay loirich din. And the Eibishter should see to it that we are going to be yoitze zakai. Bidinayni mit agmach simetoy vaget Shabbos and agid gebenstur.